Top of the afternoon to you. We welcome you to WADK's Open Forum. It's our 68-year tradition of getting it said in the midday. And today we're going to focus on some elder affairs. We have Dr. Jonathan Saborin and Stephanie coming along in the second half hour with coastal foot and ankle and great advice there. But we're going to talk a little People's Credit Union here in the opening moments, talking about People's Credit Union Centennial Year. And we're going to talk all about credit unions and the credit union movement with Courtney Hunter, Marketing Manager from People's Credit Union. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We had a great discussion last time you were on, and these are exciting times for People's Credit Union for sure.
Yep, we continue to, you know, celebrate our 100-year history, and I would, you know, love to talk to you today a little bit about, you know, what credit unions are all about and the credit union movement.
Well, I think that's great, and I think that that'll really, really appeal to a lot of people within sound of our voice, Courtney, because credit unions go back a ways, certainly People's goes back 100 years, and it is a way that people have built lives and homes and families and education, and it really has meant a lot to a lot of people. So let's start with what makes credit unions so unique.
Okay, yeah. So what makes credit unions so unique? Well, credit unions were created to provide members with a place to manage their finances with the best terms possible. So they differ from banks in that our shareholders are our members. So credit unions are not-for-profit financial institutions, and they're mission-driven, founded on the philosophy of people helping people.
Yeah. It's so important. And if you look at some of the credit unions that are around, I mean, there are credit unions that came up from churches. There are credit unions that started as employees groups. There mm-hmm. are credit unions that have become quite large that started out quite small. How did people start?
Yeah, so we started out from a lively idea of seven men that worked on the torpedo station on Goat Island. And so they wanted a place to feel like that they could, band together to get, better financial services. So we were founded in 1922, right here in Newport. The first credit union in the United States was established in 1909 in Manchester, New Hampshire. And then kind of from then on, the credit union model took off. And in 1934, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he signed the Federal Credit Union Act into law. And what happened is that helped create a national system for the not-for-profit cooperative credit unions to promote what they call thrift and sound financial practices.
Sure.
So kind of relatively speaking, although there are banks that have been around for a long time, People's Credit Union, celebrating its 100th year, makes us one of the oldest credit unions in the country. So we are among the first 200 credit unions to be established in the United States, and we're really proud of that fact.
That's great, as well you should be. That's amazing. I never knew that. Was it always called People's Credit Union, Courtney?
Yes. Yep. We have the paperwork that documented going back, and on February 1st of 1922, it was Thomas Slavens, Charles McManus, Herbert Williams, Thomas Moriarty. You'll recognize some of these names.
Right.
John Murphy, Thomas Short, and William O'Neill founded what is now today the People's Credit Union. They founded it in Newport, Rhode Island.
That's amazing. And you still have the original signatures and paper that actually drew that up.
Yeah, that was super. That was all super fun, kind of digging deep into our history, in preparation for our centennial year. We were able to, put together a really great timeline of our history.
Yeah. So it was started, these seven men were We're at the torpedo station on Goat Island, and that is a whole separate history lesson unto itself, and that is something that's really being discovered by itself in as the evolution of Goat Island kind of changes a little bit. But what are some other interesting facts about People's Credit Union's 100-year history?
Let's see. Well, we have a very detailed timeline. But as we started to grow in 1937, we moved from our original quarters and then moved up the which were on Mill Street, and then moved to the same street where it was formerly the Savings Bank of Newport building. Today, our location is at 43 Memorial Boulevard in Newport. And then kind of moving down the timeline, in 1960, we opened our Middletown branch, and now we are at, now our main headquarters are at 858 West Main Road in Middletown. Keep moving along. Another highlight is that in 1974, we added Portsmouth to our branch family. Today that's at located on East Main Road. A highlight that we're proud of too is in 1976, again, a name that a lot of people in Newport would recognize, but Esther Dozier, she was elected as the first woman to serve on our supervisory committee. And we continue to expand and add to our branch network. I won't go into all the details, but in 2019, we passed a big milestone for us. We passed the $500 million in assets and over 40,000 members. And, you know, we've continued to grow since then. Ellen Ford, and a lot of people, we would recognize her name as well. She's been a pillar in our community. She retired in 2019, and now our president and CEO, Sean Daly, is, carrying on with, great things for our credit union and our membership.
For sure. Well, this is so interesting. And I know that it, as you say, a lot of these names are recognized by a lot of people who are listening to us this afternoon, Courtney. So this is a really great history lesson, and it's so interesting. So we'll talk more about it.
And just recently, Sean had, our CEO had shared a story with me that a member who's been a longtime member of the credit union and whose family has long time ties to the credit union had wanted to express his that he was super happy with our new online banking system. So we love it when people with a long history with us continue to give us great feedback as members.
For sure. Well, we'll talk more about the history of People's Credit Union and more of the history of credit unions in this country as well. And as we just learned, People's is one of the leaders and one of the top tier of credit unions nationally. And we're speaking with Courtney Hunter from People's Credit Union on today's open forum. VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton offers you free pickup, free delivery, free loaner vehicle, and our showroom is open during our remodeling. Can't wait for you to see what is going to be yours in 2023, so stop in, talk to us about it. You can always take advantage of the VD Advantage at VD.com, and remember, it's always VD and you. Welcome back. It's the Open Forum, and we're talking about People's Credit Union and the history of credit unions in the United States as part of the celebration of People's Credit Union's centennial. Courtney Hunter's on the line with us. And Courtney, we have been talking about how People's has its place in the history of credit unions in the United States. Credit unions all have a unique set of cooperative principles. Tell me about that. So important.
Yes, it's kind of the foundation and bedrock of how credit unions operate. They have a set of cooperative principles, and I can kind of run through them with you.
Sure.
First off, it's voluntary membership, so our doors are open to everyone in our community. That's how we are set up. People's Credit Union is set up as a not-for-profit organization. Our top priority is serving our members. Also, Democratic member control, where each member gets one vote regardless of their financial status. Members have economic participation, so every member of a credit union both uses the services and is an owner of the credit union. So this means that the more each member participates, the more we can give back as member benefits. So at People's Credit Union, we definitely believe that individuals also like to do business with those that have like-minded values. Another principle is autonomy and independence. So cooperatives are owned by the members, not shareholders. So business decisions are really made with a focus on what's best for our member owners. And then there's education, training, and information. So we always strive to provide financial education. We have a lot of it on our website at peoplescu.com, but we also work with local schools and community groups to provide financial education to those that need it most. And then there's a cooperative among cooperatives. So People's Credit Union works with other financial cooperatives to provide things like surcharge-free ATMs. We also collaborate with other cooperatives to better serve our community. And then concern for community, that's another pillar, another principle. And so our roots run really deep here in Rhode Island, and we are proud to support our local community in every way we can. We partner with a lot of local organizations to provide sponsorship and support. And, you know, we're really proud to say that last year we had 100% volunteer service participation from our employees. And I think that is something that is that we are extremely proud of.
Yeah.
And then in the last several years, which I think is terrific, credit unions have added to those cooperative principles DEI, so diversity, equity, and inclusion. So supporting diversity, equity, and inclusion as a shared cooperative principle. And People's Credit Union is definitely committed to building and serving a more diverse, equitable, and inclusive community. So that gives you an idea of how we are, how credit unions are different in the financial space. And, you know, we look to those cooperatives every single day when we're making decisions and plans.
Sure. So in terms of services that People's Credit Union offers, it is really mirroring what a bank would offer. And I mean, we have Diane Crosby, our mortgage specialist, one of many mortgage specialists,
yep.
And she's on with us to talk mortgages once a month. So obviously that's a service that is offered by People's, and the full line of kind of retail financial services, right?
Yeah, so we offer, everything that you can think of that would service your needs from a financial perspective. So we have checking accounts, we have savings accounts, we have money markets, certificates of deposit, lending products, home equity products, consumer loans, auto loans, you name it. We're here for you.
Yeah, that's it. And the real reassuring part, and the part that's so easy to get behind, is that People's is based here in our community in Newport County. And as we talked about those unique set of cooperative principles, it really is something that is on your mind each and every day and each and every week as you form your policies and decisions and things. The resources, the assets, and the deposits and so forth are really kept right here, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I think when I've come on with you, Bruce, that I really do believe it's like mission banking. We are in it to make sure that we are providing the best products and services and technology to our members, you know, coupled with our, a really deep commitment to the communities that we serve.
Sure. Now, that said, having said that the sense of community and the sense of, putting money where policies are and so forth, that does not mean that People's is not right on the cutting edge in terms of technology, in terms of services. As you, if you are a credit union member of People's Credit Union, you can have all of the services that you would have from a national bank or a multinational bank, so that you can be secure and confident when you travel that your People's ATM is going to work and so forth, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. We just feel like, when in a time when, bigger banks are usually trying to channel you to do business in a singular way, that we offer the ability to have, the latest in technology, so you can do the banking how you want, but you, from that perspective, but that you also have options to, meet with a person face-to-face, one-on-one, and get that personalized experience. So you have the ability to do banking how it best suits you.
Sure.
And we think that's a really important thing.
So it's the best of the new and the best of history all at the same time.
You got it.
That's a good way to think about it. And we've been talking a bit about the history. Certainly when Courtney comes on and talks with us, we want to spend a lot of time talking about the centennial and the fact that this is a monumental year for People's Credit Union, 100 years of history. And we learned today that People's Credit Union started out as a small number of people, of men, who had one thing in common, and that's that they worked together at the torpedo station, and they were looking out for their families and wanted a way to safeguard future and assets and things like that. So they got together, combined their assets, and that's how People's Credit Union started. And it went from there. And at the same time, we again see that all of the latest services and things are available. Now, Courtney, we'll get into the specifics of when people came to milestones about different services, but you were telling me that at one point there was a change in the way that credit unions were regulated to enable credit unions to offer mortgages and loans and things like that. Can you just tell us a bit about that today?
Yeah. So, when credit unions were first founded, it was a little, it was a basic banking concept that took off. And then, as the credit union movement became more established, at some point there was a change in the ability to offer more products and services, especially when it came to mortgage lending. So, it was a great addition to the credit union, what credit unions could offer members. And, mortgage and home equity lending has become a very essential and important part of serving our membership. So, we're glad to be able to offer those types of products.
No doubt. Where are the branches located?
So we have 6 branch locations. We are headquartered here in Middletown on West Main Road, but we also have a branch on Memorial Boulevard in Newport. We're located on East Main Road in Portsmouth. We are located on Gooding Avenue in beautiful Bristol. And then we have a location in North Kingstown on Post Road, and we also have a branch in Wakefield on Old Tower Hill Road, right in the Shaw's Plaza. So exciting, that we're able to serve, that geographic area.
Yeah, so as we say, full service and beyond Newport County, but still in the neighborhood and still locally oriented for sure. We have just under 2 minutes together here, Courtney, and we just want to find out more and more about the great history of People's Credit Union and what is to come. And of course, we'll talk more about what's to come as we go along here and as we have our visits here with Centennial and Community going on here, we'll find out more about the specific milestones of People's Credit Union and when these kind of services and benchmarks and things like that started out. So it's just so interesting. And as you say, to read those names of those 7 people who started out People's Credit Union, I'm sure not only people recognize them, but Courtney, there's probably a good chance that people listening to us are related to a few of them.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, continuing on with like centennial celebration and fun stuff, we have been working with senior centers in our market areas where we have been doing a shell painting project. It's kind of a gratitude project where we paint colorful seashells, and then inside there will be a message that allows you to either...
Oh, how great is that? Well, we just have enough time now to find out to ask where we can find out more about People's Credit Union and all of what People's Credit Union has to offer.
If you ever want, we'll talk more about the shell project next time we meet.
Will.
But if you want to, which is really fun, it's going to be really fun for the community. But if you want to learn more about People's Credit Union, you can visit us at peoplescu.com, or you can visit us at any one of those six branch locations. You can always give us a ring, but you can rest assured that somebody's going to be there to help you out.
No doubt. Courtney Hunter, Marketing Manager for People's Credit Union. So interesting to hear the story of People's, and we'll talk more about it next time we get together. Thanks very, very much for being with us. Have a great weekend.
As always, thank you, Bruce. You have a great weekend, too.
Thank you so very much. In the open forum, it is an Elder Affairs edition, and around this time, we like to hear from our friends at Coastal Foot and Ankle, and you know what that means. Dr. Jonathan Saborn, Stephanie St. Laurent, and Jane to referee and moderate, and we'll hear from those three folks with Coastal Foot and Ankle in just a moment here on 101.1 FM and 1540 AM.